How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All right, good evening, and in some parts of this program, good morning, everybody. Welcome aboard to Calling All Sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Marty Terrell, we're part of Sports Overnight America, hence the reference to the wee hours of the morning. On Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203, and the digital Sirius Internet app is 967 on the play-by-play tier as we talk the world of sports, do a little year in review. Well, I was just stunned, top of the hour. Brittany Griner, the sports story of the year. Tiger Woods' accident. Huh? Really? I mean, it got a lot of pub, both of them. I mean, Tiger, I mean, there was a question there whether he was going to make it there for a while. And then the leg amputation speculation, but Brittany Griner, sports story of the year. Well, we'll run it by the two guests today. Brock Hines is going to join us. He's going to be talking a lot of the world of sports. You know, he's had the unique opportunity to broadcast hockey from the press box at Fenway Park at the collegiate level. Of course, the Winter Classic coming up on Monday between the Penguins and Bruins. Boy, the Penguins, they should be waddling on the ice every year in the Winter Classic. But anyways, Boston-Pittsburgh Monday, Brock's broadcast from that press box at Fenway Park in the Back Bay of Boston. So that, the world of sports, we'll do some puck with him. Also, Rick Carter from Chicago. So we're going to get the year end. We'll look at some of the highlight, the high stories of the year, the highlight stories. Rams, of course, Super Bowl, World Series, Astros, you know, college football to be determined. We got a lot to get to. NBA, of course, Golden State and my beloved Celtics spit the bid after going up 2-1. So, folks in the Bay Area loving that, but look at Boston now. Look at me now. Look at Golden State right now. And a long way to go. So 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 is the two-way sports conversation telephone number. Again, Brock Hines, Rick Carter. We got the full cast ready to go. Plus, we got week 17, week 18 of the NFL. We'll speculate on those games. Some upsets, as always, could be brewing. So we look forward to that as well. All right, we're going to get the break here momentarily. Again, week 17 of the NFL. And we're also going to sneak peek ahead to week 18. Lots to get to. We'll kick it off with Brock Hines coming back on Sports Byline Broadcast.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorns Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Calling all sports radio program. I'm Marty Terrell here, part of Sports Overnight America on SiriusXM, Sports Byline broadcast around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Talking the world. You're in sports. I can't do those shows, folks. I'm just not the one. I don't like the Sportsman of the Year. I don't like the Time Magazine News, you know, Maker, Man of the Year, Woman of the Year. I don't like it. I just, to me, if you did a man on the street, you walk down the street, you get 50,000 different opinions. To me, sports story, I mean, I'll do the sports story of the year, but I'm not going the year in review. There's plenty of those out there. Brock Hines, my pal, longtime radio and television voice of college hockey and on the East Coast, and nice enough to join us doing some ESPN Plus after nearly three decades in the booth with the UMass Minutemen, national champions, NCAA. 2021. Brock, welcome aboard. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Marty. Appreciate you having me on again.
All right, let's just get this out of the way quick so we don't have to do the brain freeze and the brain damage. But Brittany Griner, the sports story of the year, and Tiger Woods accident second. I mean, I don't know how you feel. I don't mean to blindside you here. I think the sports story of the year might have ironically happened yesterday with the passing of Pele. But, I mean, where do you go with that? Griner, Woods, I mean, all the other things that happened, the Rams winning the Super Bowl, Colorado winning the puck, Golden State winning another title, and they're going to go down that road. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, Marty, honestly. I think you're getting too far down the political road, and that's something I prefer just not to even go down that road. Lose too many friends, and frankly, I don't think it's the right choice. Even if we were going to talk about it and you forced me at gunpoint to do it, I don't think they're the right stories. You just named several other stories that are far more worthy and compelling than any of that.
Yeah, I don't have anything against her. I really don't. I was glad to see her get out. I know it was a political football that we could toss around, but we're not going to. I'm with you on that. All right, let's get to the task at hand. I want to do one quick hit on the Patriots, and then I want to get into what it's like to broadcast hockey from Fenway Park in that press box. The Winter Classic coming up. I almost said the Frozen Four. The Winter Classic coming up on Monday with, I think, very aptly, the Bruins hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins on a slab of ice in the Back Bay of Boston at the fabled Fenway. But real quick hit on the Patriots, Brock. Where do you go with this situation? Do they win out? Is Buffalo going to show up for Week 18? Does it depend on what happens? Give me a quick hit on the Patriots.
Funny, we talked about this, Marty, a couple weeks ago, and we both agreed that they probably could lose out, but you got to put it in the context of where we are in the season. As you just said, do the Bills show up in Week 18 or not, or do they rest everybody? This weekend, people are talking about Teddy Bridgewater. I think Teddy Bridgewater is probably the best-suited backup. He is the best at coming in on short notice, doesn't get any respect. You go down the line of any backups that have come in and have not played for any extended period of time, Marty, they look like they're rusty. Teddy Bridgewater always comes in, and I've followed him. He gives you a tremendous effort, and I don't see, I can't configure any way the Patriots come out on top on New Year's Day. I just don't see it.
And he's a skilled quarterback, Brock. He's athletic. He's, you know, he's mobile. He's probably problematic. I think you're onto something there. Going to keep an eye on that. All right, let's get to the task at hand. You've had an opportunity to call hockey from, as I call it, fabled Fenway Park in that press box. So as a kid growing up 90 miles as the crow flies, not even that, 90 ground miles to where you grew up, man, to think that you'd do any kind of broadcasting with Fenway Park, you'd immediately go to the Red Sox. But no, it was hockey. So tell me what that's like, and what is, you know, what are the announcers looking at when they get there on Monday for Pittsburgh and Boston?
Well, you get into that booth, Marty, if you've never been there. I mean, when I sat in there, I'm sitting in the visiting TV booth, it was actually. That's where we called the game. And I'm just, again, Marty, people who are listening probably want to hear, like, you know, what's it like? What are the sight lines? The actual watching and calling of the game is, it's somewhat difficult. Each goal is worth third and first bases, so the ice went from across the infield. And, you know, we're back, you know, if you know Fenway Park or any baseball stadium for that matter, you're up top and looking down. But, of course, me being a broadcaster, I'm thinking, who sat in this seat before? And I immediately think of, like, Bill White. And I think back to, he had the TV call of the Bucky Dent home run. Deep to left. Yastrzemski went back. I think of that. Like, you can hear that, Marty, back. And I just think of the ball going up into the screen and Yastrzemski looking up, and it's 3-2 Yankees all of a sudden. That's the stuff that I think about. Coach Tukahun, who was the coach at the time when I did my first game back in 2012, it was 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, took me down. After we did our interview, I was ready to go back upstairs, and he says, come here for a second. He took me into the visitors' clubhouse. Took me down, I go down the walkway there, down to the visitors' clubhouse. Marty, and again, I'm looking around going, think of all the people that have walked down there. And I don't mean to pick on, again, the Yankees, but I remember after Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson had their fight, I was in the bleachers that day when they fought. I remember seeing him going down the runway, and then I literally ran into him behind the left field wall. I had my head down, started to rain. I'm walking out there, and I got this guy almost bowled me over, and it was Reggie Jackson. And he just looked and grunted something and moved on. I just think, anyway, Marty, going back to what you're saying, it's an unbelievable thing. I got to skate there, got the broadcast there. All the cliches. It truly is. It's dripping with history. And I broadcasted a game that went to overtime that was great, and then a game where BU blew out UMass. But it didn't matter. The game seems secondary, and it's a tremendous opportunity, and I'll just throw one thing in here, too. The outdoor games are great. They draw well on TV on New Year's for the NHL. But for me as a hockey fan, they're starting to get a little old, but I think it's still a nice tradition.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to Fenway. We're talking to Brock Hines, longtime radio and TV voice, New England College Hockey. UMass, of course, won the national title 2021. And, again, these games on the ice in the ballparks. I love it. It can go on forever as far as I'm concerned. Do I watch? Yeah. Have I missed some? Of course. But, Brock, you know, the Green Monster, the seating configuration. Does Fenway and Wrigley, are they uniquely qualified to host games like this? Are they best suited? Or is the modern-day configurations more amenable to the fans? And I'm talking about fans that belly their way through the turnstiles, not the people watching at home.
I'm going to say probably the latter, that the more the modern stadiums are, because there really wasn't much you could do with Fenway. Again, people are clamoring for tickets, you know, up top in the first and third base lines there. And the bleacher seats, when I first did the games, because people just wanted to get in there. There was 34,000 people when I did the first game. But if you can configure it as such, I say that, Marty, and I'm not certain that any true. I think more of the football stadiums are configured better. I think the baseball stadiums have you facing sometimes the wrong way, kind of like watching football. I remember I went to a Fulton County Stadium to watch a Rams game, and I was facing towards the end zone. And that's kind of what baseball stadiums have you do. If you have hockey in a football stadium with the true loop, I think you have a better look. And that's what they did, like, out of the Big House in Michigan. Played out in Ann Arbor, and everybody who saw the games out there, it was great. But Fenway is fine. It's small enough and intimate enough where you can get away with it.
All right, we're talking to Brock Hines. Brock, Bob Ryan told me a long time ago on numerous occasions, remember this, Boston. He stunned me when he said this, and I want to get your reaction. Boston was a hockey town first, more so than the Celtics, more so than the Red Sox, more so than the beloved Patriots. Now, we're going to break. I'm up against it. When we come back, I want you to ponder Boston, five times the winner of the sports city, best sports city in America, a hockey town first. We'll continue with Brock Hines on the other side. I'm Marty Terrell. I want to salute Randy Byrne, too, and Vanguard Utility Partners as we have spotlighted preps, high schools across their seven-state region. And we look forward to continuing that on. Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners, we thank them. We come back. We'll do segment two with Brock Hines. We appreciate him hanging around. And we'll splice in the football game of the week, an NFL game. We'll come right back here. Sports Byline Broadcast. It's calling all sports. Keep it right here.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. 1-800-878-PLAY. 800-878-7529. We resume our conversation with Brock Hines, longtime radio and television hockey analyst, and a lot of play-by-play, too. And he joins us on the program in the New England area. Brock, Boston, a hockey town first. Those Celtics, when they, 11 championships in 13 years, guess what? They didn't draw a lot. They didn't. The hockey matinees, the day-night weekend hockey basketball doubles, hockey outdrew basketball, and the Celtics have got 17 banners hanging from the rafters. You share that view, Brock, and can you back it up with anything?
Yeah, I pretty much share it. I mean, hockey, was around in the 19-teens and 20s, and I think what you just brought up is probably the best example, is during the Bill Russell run, how did the Bruins compare and hold up against the Celtics? And you just said it. So I think that's kind of where the two of them play. After that, I think it's changed a lot, Marty. Since the 70s and 80s, I think during the 70s with Orr, that punctuated it as being a hockey town. But in the 80s, and you and I were both around here then, definitely an NBA town, without question, the Bird era. And then in the early 2000s, when the Patriots come on, so do the Red Sox. And the Red Sox, I think, kind of relinquished that to the Patriots in the 2010s. I think it's switched around, but certainly you bring up the key area, how to compare them, and that's during the Russell tenure.
Talking to Brock Hines again from New England on all sorts of things, including hockey and the Patriots, and we'll get some NFL chatter going here. All right, Brock, he's the most legendary Celtic. And if you want to know how big hockey is, here's a story I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to get your raw reaction, okay? So Bobby Orr is being honored, and I believe it was a Fleet Bank thing. And this legendary Celtic was asked to speak, and he accepted the invite. And again, I'm generalizing here.
Do you want me to finish the story for you?
You know where I'm going with this?
Larry Bird told him why he thought Bobby Orr, he would sit at the national anthem, he would look up at Bobby Orr's number in the rafters before every game, and he was asked why during that speech. And he said because he would... I just knew he was a great hockey player, and it just inspired me before every game. And that's why Larry Bird, one of the greatest ever, suit up for the green and white, had that inspiration and played solid every game. I don't mean to steal your thunder, Marty, but I wanted to show you that you're the best. But it's one of the few things that I know.
You told it with great credibility. I'm not saying I don't have credibility, but you do. I mean, you're the hockey guy there. Brock, when I heard that, I couldn't believe the story that Larry Bird would stand on those parquet panels of the Boston Guard floor and look up at the number 4 jersey or sweater or flag or whatever, the thing draped or hanging from the rafters, and did it for every home game.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It served as motivation. And then you go out and hang 38 on somebody.
Yeah, absolutely amazing, Marty. And he talked about it too. I think it was Bob LaBelle here, did you know, a longtime TV voice, sports anchor here in Boston. He had Williams, Orr, Bird, and I'm trying to think who I'm forgetting on the Patriots side there. It might have been just the three of them on for an hour interview on WBZ Channel 4 here, and it was some of the most compelling television. I think it might be available on YouTube. I mean, having all these legends sitting there talking about it, and that's one of the stories, too, that Larry Bird told was about how Bobby Orr was an inspiration to him. So very, very interesting, Marty. It's a great story you bring up.
No, it really is. All right, Brock, let's get to the NFL. You know, we talked about Patriots, Dolphins. Look at the Week 17 menu real quick. What jumps off the page? And then, well, the one I'll tell you right now, Minnesota, Green Bay. I mean, the stakes are so high. I think Aaron Rodgers is, A, going to get beat. Number two, he's going to exit stage right. He's going to end up with Davante Adams back in Las Vegas now that Derek Carr has been jettisoned out in Sin City. All right, I digress. I think Minnesota, Green Bay, if I could only watch one, it would be that game right there. 325 Central, 425 East. You know, they'll probably put the Commanders on NBC with whoever they're playing. I don't have it in front of me. But listen, what's the one game that you got in Week 17?
If you're giving me Sunday, I'll watch it with you, as a matter of fact. Packers, I mean, they were dead. Packers were dead last month, end of last month. They're alive and certainly well. And we talked about the Vikings in our last conversation where they're so far ahead where I just think they're letting down. If you're giving me the whole weekend, I probably lean towards Buffalo at Cincinnati. I just think it's got a lot at stake. It's a tremendous matchup, but I don't think you can go wrong. If you and I can get an AFC and an NFC choice, I think we've both probably picked two pretty good games.
All right, I'll give you the benefit, and I agree with that. But, you know, the Bears, Lions, and the Panthers, Buccaneers, I can't go there, but the Panthers aren't dead yet either.
No.
And then, you know, Jacksonville better be careful because the Texans are playing pretty salty right now, Brock. So there's a lot of good action this weekend. Chaos. We love it.
When you consider, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Marty, but the only matchup this weekend of a winning team versus a winning team is that Monday night game. The rest of them is there's no more winning team versus winning team. Game you just said, Houston, look how Houston's played in their last three games. Win over the Titans. They hung with the Cowboys. They hung tough with the Chiefs. So, I mean, you talk about teams trending up. I think Houston gives them everything that they can handle and then some. So I don't think you're wrong there. They got to be very, very careful. Tough spot there.
Well, how about this, Brock? And I went on record saying we go 0 for New York. Nice stories. Morning glories are going to fade with the onset of longer days. Dayball's getting it done. Giants, Colts, they'll take care of business. They're getting in probably as the 6. And then the Jets, if they can go to Seattle, where they're favored on the road, I think I saw. And, again, this is for non-gaming purposes. Yeah, they're favored against the Seahawks out at Lumen Field. Don't look now. Yeah, we're going to be 0 for New York. Oh, God, both are going to get in. Have you changed your opinion on that either way?
Of the two games, the Jets game and, like you said, them being favored, that makes no sense to me. Sometimes I question Pete Carroll, but I think he can get the defense up for one game here and get this. I think they're very live. Seattle is this weekend, and if I were a Jets fan, if they go up there and win that game, Jets are in because that will impress me a lot. This Seattle team is I think better than they're showing.
All right. I don't want a Super Bowl pick because I think that's cheesy. We got a long way to go. We'll have you on more times than that. But give me two teams in the NFC that you think are favored to win the NFC side of it, and give me two in the AFC that you really – and I'm not talking gambling, just who you think – who are the top two teams, and you got two choices to get it right, and then you got two choices in the AFC right now to meet one another – in the ultimate game, and we'll hone it down in the weeks and weeks ahead. Go ahead.
Wow, I'm gonna go with the favorites in the AFC. I'm gonna go with Cincinnati and Kansas City. Some people in Buffalo might be screaming, but I think Cincinnati's on a mission after starting 0-2. They've just played absolutely tremendous ball, and I think they're in a mission to get back and finish what they couldn't do against the Rams last year. Kansas City. You know, Andy Reid's teams, they let teams hang around, but the bottom line is still a pretty good squad there, and I would take those two. NFC, I love your expression from a couple weeks ago, Marty, because it's so spot on. I can't wrap my mind around this. I can't sit here and say Philadelphia to you and say it with any confidence. I don't get it, Marty. I don't get it. Frisco, there's another team much like the Bengals that have just been absolutely a freight train that you do not want to get in the way of. So I'll take the 49ers, and I'll throw the Eagles in because I just think the 49ers are a lot clearer of a single choice. And I share that
uneasiness and skittishness with Philadelphia. I do. That being said, watch them turn around and run the table.
Sure.
And the other team I can't get my head around real quick is Dallas. I got about 30 seconds. Give me a quick hit on Dallas. I just can't. I can't warm up to that team, Brock.
No, too inconsistent. And I'll tell you, the trouble starts at the top, Marty, with the coach there. And I'm not certain. He may be the first coach fired at 11-5-1 or whatever they finished. I think that's 17 games. I'm not sure how solid it is down there. So I like the Eagles better only because I like the coaching situation better. But no, I can't wrap my mind around either one of those.
Fantastic work, Brock. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And Happy New Year to you and yours. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. And again, a Happy New Year.
Same to you. Happy New Year, Marty.
You got it. Brock Hines, as we go through the world of sports. You know, he talked about the coaching situation. Who's going to get fired? Boy, I'm looking at the Week 18 slate of games, and, you know, New Orleans probably going to be looking. Carolina, I think Steve Wilkes, he's 5-5 in the 10 games since he took over for Matt Rhule. Boy, if he were to win out, I don't think you could fire him, could you? Miami, nope. Jets are not doing anything. Giants, Philly, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Rams aren't doing anything. Seattle's not doing anything. Dallas, I doubt it. Washington, Rivera, no way. Tennessee, doubt it. I mean, you know, everybody thinks there's a lot of coaches that are walking the plank. I'm not so sure. All right, we'll come back. Rick Carter going to join us. We're going to go from the East Coast to the Midwest. All right, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Talking the world of sports, brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. He's going to help us salute all the preps, the high school athletes, and academics across the country, or actually in the 7-state region. As we come back here on Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM, and American Forces Radio Network.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
The cat sat on the mat.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, time for all the sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. Marty Terrell along the way. All right, let's get a Mr. Kotter in here. We're looking around the world of sports and some other stuff. Just shooting the breeze. Let's get him on here from Chicago. I think he's in Chicago, maybe Wisconsin. Who knows?
No, in Chicagoland area.
Where are you?
In Chicagoland, Marty.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's where you belong. Hey, yeah, how you been anyways, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's have a good holiday?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Quiet, you know, it's been quiet, but I'm not complaining. Life's good, you know. Anytime you're above ground, Rick, it's life is good, right?
I'm 100% with you on that one.
All right, let's get into it here. How much of a football fan are you? You know, you're in the Chicagoland area. I'm amazed how many Packer fans, you know, in the Chicago area. Obviously it's a Bears town, a wonderful town. But where do you roll on Pro Football, Rick?
I'm a fan, certainly, Packers fan, growing up in Cheeseland, so it's not a real popular following down here in Chicago, but the Bears are looking to open a new stadium very close to where I live.
Yeah, is that going to be in Arlington? And tell me about that. And will they do a dome, Rick, or what do you think? What are they talking about there in the Chicago media?
From what I'm seeing, they're taking over the old Arlington racetrack, and it's going to be a huge entertainment complex. And most likely it's going to be a dome, or some type of retractable roof for sure.
I hate to see Soldier Field go, Rick, but I understand it. How do people feel in Chicago? I mean, it's almost as fabled as Wrigley Field, Fenway Park, some of the great stadiums. Boy, that's got to be a tough one.
It's a good question. The renovation that they did on the old Soldier Field looks god awful. It looks like you set a spaceship inside of the old Soldier Field. It's tough to see, a historic venue like that go bye-bye. But when it comes to pro sports right now, it's not just the sporting event itself. It's the entertainment venues. It's everything that surrounds it, from the hotels to most likely casinos and entertainment, hotels, the whole nine yards that they can't get down at Soldier Field on the lakefront.
Talking to Rick Carter, is my buddy from Chicagoland, and I want to talk a little puck here in a moment. I don't want to pick on Chicago, but these aren't, the old saying is like Charles Dickens, the tale of two cities, the best of times and the worst of times. Well, the two cities is thumbs up Chicago or thumbs down. Blackhawks struggling, Bulls kind of mediocre, Bears down, Cubs down, White Sox, I'm not picking on Chicago, Rick, but man, 2016 was great. They had a great run with the Blackhawks. Those fans are starved for a winner right now in Chicago.
Yeah, well, it's the last Blackhawks team to win the Cup was back in 2015 already. So that's yesteryear, and they've been through this pseudo rebuild You know, same with the Cubs. You know, they spent all sorts of money, won a major league pennant, and you know, after that, it's been mediocrity for sure. And the Bears, you know, they see sunshine with the new quarterback, but he's still making poor decisions though. So they got their work cut out for them. The Bulls, they've got all the talent in the world, but just can't seem to put it together. One night they lose to Houston, almost the worst in the league, and then they take the Bucks down. So go figure.
Yeah, they long for the Jordan years, Rick. I mean, that was a whole lifetime ago. They really do. All right, that being said, hey, now when you played college hockey, man, and I just had my buddy on too, you know, hockey, stuff like that. Is the Big Ten, you know, we know it's a rough and tumble, 3 yards in a cloud of dust in football. Is that style of hockey in the Big Ten the same way, Rick?
Not any longer. It's the game has changed so much recently. You know, back when I played, you know, the days of clutching and grabbing are gone. The guys got much more room to exploit the skill and speed that they have. And, you know, they use it to their advantage. And I think that brand of hockey exists throughout the country right now, and especially in the hotbeds like Boston area, Midwest with Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois. And, you know, even out west right now, they're getting some good hockey players. You got Austin Matthews, who grew up in Arizona, who's one of the best in the business right now.
Rick, I'm gonna lead you into something here, and then I'll drop a few names. But I think the game right now, hockey, at any level, and I'm not talking about the kids in the high school and the preps, but maybe where, you know, juniors and the Canadian juniors and so on and so forth, we don't see the enforcers anymore. I know there's a handful, maybe less than a, where are the enforcers? And I'm going to lead you down a path because I did some research on you. do we miss the enforcers, the guys that aren't afraid to drop the gloves and get after it?
You know, when I just said about the way the game has changed, the role of the enforcers is changed also. You still have them. It's just they have to be a better player now, and they cannot be a drag on the team or they're not going to play. So I think you still see in some of the minor leagues, you still see probably some more fisticuffs down there. But, you know, in the NHL, you know, if you're taking yourself, you know, out of a play, it's just it's a different game right now, and you know, you got to take somebody with you, and then they've got the instigator rules now that's you know, really prohibit a lot of you know, staged fighting like there's always been, like around face-off dots and whatnot.
Rick, you were an enforcer. You were a troublemaker on the ice, weren't you? And you had more penalty minutes oftentimes than points, which is fine. What was your?
Oh,
what
for
was
sure.
Your,
that's that... I just tried to get myself on the score sheet somehow, for sure.
Exactly. But what was your role, Rick? And, I mean, did the coach tap you on the shoulder and say, "Go get him," or what? How does that work? Give me the mindset.
Well, it's you know, there's a little bit of that for sure, and it's really it's more of a code about sticking up for your teammates, honestly. And you know, I prided myself on being able to be a good teammate first and foremost, and really never saying no when it came to somebody tapping you on the pads or a coach tapping you on the shoulder. It's part of the game that I truly love, and I still love to this day. So I wish they would have a little bit more of it, but you know, that's yesteryear, and you can't go back. You always got to move forward, and the game has never been stronger. But I still like to see some of the big boys go at it, though.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I was thinking of Dave Schultz when I was growing up with the Philadelphia Flyers, Nick Fetiu with the Rangers, huh?
The Hammer, Dave the Hammer Schultz.
Exactly. But Rick, is there anything better than overtime Stanley Cup sudden death playoff hockey? I'm honestly going to tell you, I don't think there's anything more riveting and exciting. I really believe that. How about you?
I I agree with you. It's playoff hockey in general is the best hockey out there. And I even enjoy the three-on-three overtime hockey, you know, when it comes down to it. It's exciting. You got guys with skill, and you almost always have a finish. So, you know, I'm not real big on the shootouts. So I'm glad that they, you know, instilled that just to get, you know, to get a finish over with. And you know, you put superstars on the ice, and you're going to have high flying, you know, activity. So it's a great playoff hockey. There's nothing better than it. And overtime, for sure, absolutely. Everybody's emptying the gas tank, and that's what sports all about. And you don't see the, you know, the fainting and falling of soccer and whatnot. It's these guys are pouring it on, and if they're cut up, if they're missing teeth, if they're taking stitches, they're not missing a shift. So that's part of the mentality of hockey that I love so much.
Yeah. Hey, one more. I know you're coaching with kids. Who are the kids looking up today when they look towards the rink? Who do they really, really admire? I mean, McDavid's great. Boy, there's some stars. I mean, Ovechkin's putting up cuckoo numbers. We talked about that. Who are the kids talking about these days, Rick?
Well, you've got, you know, certainly, especially in Chicago, and the Blackhawks reinvigorated, you know, youth hockey like it's never been before. But I tell you what, the kid to watch right now is if you've got the ability to have cable and you're watching the World Junior Championships right now in Canada, in Nova Scotia, there's a kid by the name of Connor Bedard who is a difference maker, and he will be the first to be drafted in this upcoming year's draft, and he's setting records like nobody's business. And he's going to be the most prolific scorer in Canadian hockey history after this weekend. And this kid is special. And wait till you see him. He is a spark plug out there. Whenever he's on the ice, something good happens. And he's going to be dynamic. And he is going to be he's just a different kid. And he's amazing.
Mr. Kotter, look at you flashing your Nova Scotia, the juniors, Connor Bedard. Man, I'm proud of you today, Kotter.
Wait till you see this kid. He is special, and he's a difference maker for sure. Patrick Kane from the Hawks, he was at a camp over the summer at this BioSteel camp, and, you know, it was all pros. And he said the person that stood out the most was this Connor Bedard, who participated in the same camp.
Carter, you're amazing, man. I'm so glad to have you on.
What's that?
I said he's going number one overall, baby. You're number one here, too. You did a great job. Hey, listen, I want you to have a great new year. Let's do this on a fairly regular basis. I love having you on, Rick.
Marty, I love you, and anytime for you, my friend.
Thank you. Rick Carter with some Connor Bedard news here. Handicapping the juniors for us. You are the man.
Mark it down.
Right,
mark
everybody.
It down.
Have
this
a good new year.
Special.
Be safe. Be safe out there.
Hey, you do the same. Thanks.
All right. Rick Carter, University of Wisconsin Badger. Yeah, I think he played. Did he transfer from Kent State? I don't know. I was going to put an image of him up on Facebook, but the only one I got, he was there with a lady, and I wasn't sure if it was wife or daughter. I'm not going there. So, Mr. Rick Carter, I know he played at least 1 year with the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten, and a Chicagoland area guy. He spent some time in Wisconsin as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll kind of look ahead to the weekend. What's streaming and what you'll be screaming about in the world of sports? You got a huge menu to take a peek at. Daniel Ogden, the crack producer, doing it as good as anybody. We appreciate that. Him and Dominic Jimenez and Danny Ogden, Daniel Ogden, they do a phenomenal job for us. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast. We're also heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. And Randy Byrne, we want to thank him. We're Vanguard Utility Partners. Vanguard Utility Partners, 7-state region, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Arkansas. And who did I forget? There's one more in there. But anyways, we come back here. Vanguard Utility Partners. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports. Keep it right here.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking about the sports here. Let's get to Tube Talk. What's streaming? What's on the tube? What are you be screaming about? College football on Saturday. And again, if you're hearing this after the fact, post de facto, you got NFL Sunday, Vikings, Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago. You got Buffalo in a big spot with I hear sirens in the background. Anyways, Buffalo is going to win that division. I mean, it's over with. I mean, so. But the Patriots and the Dolphins and Jets all going into the weekend with a lot of work to do. But Saturday, again, 4 p.m. East, TCU, Michigan. I think Michigan's going to roll. They've been quiet this week, too. And Harbaugh, I saw a piece with him. He looks all business. You know, we're probably looking at Michigan, Georgia, but I'm pulling for Ohio State. I have nothing against Kirby Smart in Georgia. I admire them. They're talented. They're loaded. The defense, they're going to jam up the middle. Ohio State's got one of the best receivers in the country in Marvin Harrison Jr. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Daddy Marvin Harrison was no slouch. And Marvin Harrison Jr. Figures prominently if Stroud is to lead Ohio State to a rollicking upset of the Georgia Bulldogs in their backyard at Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta. That's going to be a tough road to hoe. So we're probably staring down the barrel of a Georgia-Michigan championship game. All right, the NFL, as we said, look, you got some phenomenal games. And I misspoke. I said Chicago. But you have Minnesota, Green Bay. That would be the one game that I would watch if I couldn't watch another one.
But there's some other great games. I mean, the New York teams, Jets, Seattle, very tricky. Giants better be careful with the Colts. Colts, even though they blow big leads, record-setting leads, you still got to cross your T's, dot your I's. So there's another cliche to send you into the new year. Listen, everyone, have a happy and safe new year. Thank you, Daniel Ogden. Outstanding work out of you, Darren Peck, Ron Barr, everybody at Sports Byline, including Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew. And Randy Byrne from Vanguard Utility Partners, Brock Hines and Rick Carter as well. Enjoy your sports weekend. Enjoy your new year. Be safe out there. We'll be back with you live Tuesday. Adios.